Welcome to the 92nd Navigator. I'm Joel Brookman. Today I want to talk about your vision of success for your family. When you think about the interaction you have with your family and how you get along with them, the question becomes is, what is ideal? If you looked at your ideal family situation, how everybody got along, how they interact, what would that look like to you? Once you identify that as clearly as you can, the next question becomes, where are you right now? And then the third question is what is the gap that exists? What is missing? What needs to happen? And what if you can, to make it ideal, what is the difference between where you are now and that ideal state? And once you look at that, the next question is, can you effectuate a change to get things looking more like ideal? And once you get clearer on that, now you can begin to think of some of the incremental steps you can take to move you in that direction. So again, identifying difference between ideal and where you are, figuring out, can you effectuate anything there? Can you influence it? Is there something you can do to make things incrementally better? And then what steps would you have to do to make that happen? So let me give you an example of what I mean in my case. So I've got a daughter, as I've suggested many times before. She's 14 years old. And like a lot of 14-year-olds, I've noticed that she, for the last 6 or 8 months, has been slowly drifting away from me. And I understand it's the age, but I also understand that I don't want to just sit back and let it happen. So what are my options here? I can't force her to be closer to me. And I can't make her spend time with me. I guess I could do that, but I'm not sure that's a great idea, because that's going to create resentment if I just force her to spend time with me, and it's not going to be quality time. So then the next thought was, well, what could I do with her that she would enjoy that would bring us closer together and give us an opportunity to spend some time together? So what I've been trying to do is have what I'll call a date night, but it's really not always a night. It could be just some time we can spend a few hours together, and whether that be going to dinner, just her and I, or whether it, you know, we went to one of those racetracks where they have the go-karts a couple weeks back. That's something we did. But just finding something for me on a weekly basis that I know she would enjoy, and it's a way that we can spend quality time together. Because I know I'm not always going to have that benefit, because the friends are starting to take priority over me. And I understand it. She's a teenager. Now, I don't have the ability to make this situation exactly what I want, but I do know that the actions I'm taking are having a positive impact. At least I'm getting some quality time with her. She's appreciating it. I'm appreciating it. And I think it's great for the relationship long term. So that's an idea of how you might be able to close the gap. Right? Not a perfect solution. In life, we rarely have perfect solutions, but this is something that can really make a difference. So as I suggested before, identify the gap. Right? What is ideal for you? Where are you now? What is it that you can do to get things closer to ideal? How can you influence, and what are the steps you can take to make it happen? If you know anyone that can benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link. It's joelbrookman.com, and just suggest that they subscribe. And from that link, they can click other links to iTunes or Stitcher to get on a daily podcast. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges. Clear your mind. Use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the 92nd Navigator. We're going to talk about your vision of success for your primary relationship. For today, I just want you to focus on the family. Look at the gap, look at what you can influence, and start to take action. Incremental movements, that's what we're looking for. Not going to change things overnight. We just want to move things in a more positive direction.